Good morning, everybody. Let me just pull up my agenda here. All right. Good morning, Lance. Are you ready to go?
I am ready to go. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Fantastic. Thank you. All right. Good morning, everyone. It is 10 a.m. on September 7th, 2022. There is a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. If you can silence your cell phones and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Moving us on to item number three today on our special meeting agenda is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the acknowledgement of the resignation of Dorianne Nevin as Story County Clerk Treasurer to occur on September 9th, 2022 instead of September 16th, 2022, and the appointment of an interim Clerk Treasurer to begin serving this office on September 10th, 2022 rather than September 16th, 2022, as approved by the Board at its August 16th, 2022 regular meeting. County Manager Osborne?
Aye.
Aren't we doing the,
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Am I working off a different agenda?
Am I working off a different agenda?
I've got three as public comment, four is discussion.
Oh, I have a different agenda.
Staff reports and five is board comment.
What agenda is this?
I don't know.
Special meeting agenda, September 7th.
Here. Take that one.
My apologies. I apparently have a special agenda. item number three is going to be public comment. Public comment today are for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment. We're going to move on to item number four, which is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. I actually don't see any staff here, so I'm just going to list off the folks I do see. We are going to start off with our brand new recorder, Drew McPherson. Do you have any staff reports today, Drew? I would say no.
So,
okay, thank you, Drew. Comptroller McCain, do you have anything to report today?
Nothing today, thank you.
All right. How about the DA's office?
Nothing today.
Thank you. How about the county manager's office?
I do not, thank you.
All right. Moving right along to item number five is board comments. I'm going to start off with Commissioner Gilman. Do you have any comments today?
Nothing new today, thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I don't have anything either, thank you.
Okay. I actually do have a couple things I failed to mention yesterday. first would be the passing of longtime VCH resident Olivia Fiamengo. for those that don't know, she was a one-time VRPA president, the Virginia Range Wildlife Protection Agency. She was also responsible for securing the first blinking horse signs down at the bottom of 341. Recently passed away, also VCH resident and wife to CERT member David Dates, Carolyn Dates passed away. And those are the only two board comments that I have today. So with that said, we will move on to item number six, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the acknowledgement of the resignation of Dorianne Nevin as Story County Clerk Treasurer to occur on September 9, 2022 instead of September 16, 2022. And the appointment of an interim clerk treasurer to begin serving this office on September 10, 2022, rather than September 16, 2022, as approved by the board at its August 16, 2022 regular meeting. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. Just a summary here, pretty much self-explanatory with the agenda language. Dory had noticed us on or about September at the beginning of the month that she intended to leave her office on the 9th instead of the 16th, so that would necessitate that this board take action to make two adjustments. One adjustment would be to accept Dorianne Nevin's resignation effective on September 9, 2022, and the other would be to appoint Jim Hindle to September 10, 2022, instead of September 17, 2022, in order to adjust for the early departure. The recommendation by staff is to keep all the other action the same. Of course, Jim Hindle is the only person on the ballot at this time, so this board prior had taken action to just have him fill that office until he automatically assumes the office at the beginning of next year.
All right, thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this item?
I'm in agreement with staff. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
I don't have any questions.
All right, nor do I. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to acknowledge the resignation of Dorianne Nevin as Story County Clerk Treasurer to occur on September 9th, 2022, instead of September 16th, 2022, and to approve the appointment of Jim Hindle as Interim Clerk Treasurer to begin serving this office on September 10th, 2022, rather than on September 16th, 2022.
I second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everybody, and thank you, Jim. Please.
Jim Hindle, Virginia City resident and clerk treasurer in waiting. I just wanted to say thank you to the board. I know this has been somewhat of a moving process, and just all the patience and everybody that's reached out to make sure things were good with my schedule, etc. I thank you very much. I also want to thank Dory for standing in. It's been a very difficult year, I know, with changes and instability, with elections, etc., and it never makes it easy to be assuming an office under those situations and then going through to this time. So I thank her for her work as the interim clerk treasurer. And last but not least, I want to thank the staff in the office for working with Dory, keeping things running. It's been, I know it's been a very difficult year for them as well, instability, change, as well as in the middle of first clerk, first jury trial in many years and the election. There's been a lot going on just to keep that office running, and they've done a great job, and I want that on the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, for those comments. Much appreciated. All right. We are going to move on to our next item, which is public comment. This will be our second and final option during the meeting for public comment. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment, we're going to move on to our last and final item of today's agenda, which is to adjourn all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 10:08, our fastest meeting to date, I think. Our meeting is adjourned.